can do.
Right.
If I tell, you know, we talked about what we can do as Christians when we're going to be yielded.
Tonight, I want to have us look in the Gospel of John. You'll find the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, that one. What I'm going to look at tonight is some scriptures that talk about the cannots, what cannot happen, okay? Now, the way you come to this sort of thing is you just take a Bible concordance and you just check out a particular word. And so, look, you know, the word cannot, and there's a variety of them, and I've only picked those that I thought would be pertinent to us. What we find here is that the word cannot revealed some interesting considerations. John chapter 3, the Gospel of John chapter 3 and verse 5. And this shows that the natural man, the unsaved man, the person that does not have Jesus Christ living in their life, they cannot see or enter the kingdom of God. So many people think, well, if I do good, if I'm kind, if I give to the poor, if I help people, if I go to church, if I'm religious, if I get baptized, different people have different ways that they think they're going to be able to get to heaven. But here in John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus speaking, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." He cannot. You absolutely must have Jesus Christ as your Savior. There must be a time when you have recognized your lost condition and that you want God's forgiveness and want Him to live in your life. He refers here to except the man be born of water and of the Spirit. Born again is what we often use the term. But you cannot enter into the kingdom of God without being saved. There have been pastors, ministers of churches that have not been saved. You say, well, how in the world could that be? They found a job. That's what it amounts to. Okay? They were looking, and they, when you talk to such individuals after they get saved, and you ask them, well, how did you get in to be a minister and not even know Christ as Savior? Well, when I was young, I was looking for some kind of career that I could help people, that I could do good for people. And they felt that as a minister, they could do that. And indeed, you can. Now, we know from what the Bible says that itself is not a reason to become a pastor. But, you know, they achieve what they're trying to do. So do social workers, all right? And other people with jobs that help and benefit people. And even somebody that's a minister, if they don't get saved, they're not going to go to heaven simply because they have been a minister and the leader of a church. They're just religious. John Rice wrote a booklet years ago. Of course, most everything he did years ago now. He's in heaven, but he was an elderly man when he died. He's probably gone for, wow, about 20 years now.
39.
Really?
39.
Wow. No kidding. 39 years ago. Anyway, he wrote a book, Religious But Lost. He wrote another one that I thought was very interesting. All of Satan's apples have worms. Okay? And the idea that the devil, he'll come along with something that looks good, but it's always got something in it that's going to be harmful.
Yeah.
And in the title of that, it was a booklet, was All of Satan's Apples Have Worms. And so the natural man cannot enter the kingdom of God. You've got to be born again. And then the second thing, we're going to go to chapter 7, still in John. They'll all be in John unless I tell you differently. John chapter 7. John chapter 7. The sinner, that is a person without Jesus Christ living in their life, cannot come or go where Christ is as long as he's unsaved. The sinner cannot go where Christ is as long as he's unsaved. And so here in John chapter 7, I'm going to look at beginning at verse 33. Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, hither ye cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed of the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? Because these Orthodox Jews did not feel that they could go to where Gentiles were. Okay, so they wondered, is that what he's doing? Verse 36, what manner of saying is this that he said, ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, hither ye cannot come. Where Christ is, which is with God the Father in heaven, the unsaved person cannot go there. You must have Jesus Christ in your life to go there. And now chapter 8, turning over one chapter, chapter 8 to verse 21. And then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sin. Whither I go, ye cannot come. So here again, he repeats this idea that without him in your life, you cannot go where he is. But you notice just before that it says, and he says, ye shall die in your sins. Now, he's not just talking about physical death there, because we know everybody's going to physically die. What's he talking about there? You shall die in your sins, meaning you're going to not only die physically, but you will also be separated from God, which is spiritual death. So that it's important for a person to get saved so that when they physically die, that they will not be spiritually dead, meaning separated from God. Now, a person who's not saved, the person who doesn't have Christ living in their heart now, they are already spiritually dead. But he's speaking here about where he is going. They cannot come because they'll die in their sins. And then verse 22, then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. So he now defines what he means by from beneath and from above. He says, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Over and over again, religious leaders claim that Jesus never himself claimed to be divine, to be God. That we Christians have given deity to Jesus. No, Jesus claimed to be God. Jesus identified himself as divine. And the Jews of Jesus' day knew what he was talking about. The Jews of today don't. The Gentiles of today don't. They all try to give some kind of explanations that satisfies or that fits in with what they think. Now, you're in chapter 8. If you'll go to the last two verses. I'm going to begin at verse 56. Where he says, Your father Abraham, talking to these Jews, Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, to you and I, in our English, that isn't as clearly proclaiming what it did to these Jews in Jesus' day.
Amen.
Okay? First of all, I am. When Moses was going to go in before Pharaoh and demanded that God let the Jewish people leave Egypt, Moses said to God, well, now when I go in to Pharaoh, he's going to want to know who sent me. And he said, you tell him I am sent you. He didn't say, you tell him God sent you.
That's right.
They all have gods.
Right.
Little g, okay?
Right.
Not the God of heaven, but a little g God. God's men make up. But he said, you tell them, I am sent me. Now, in the English, that doesn't carry the clear statement that it does in the Jew or even in some other languages and countries. Okay, before Abraham was, I am. Well, now, who was before Abraham? God. You see, and Jesus is saying, before Abraham was even. You Jews, you follow Abraham, but before Abraham even existed, I am. I was there. And how do I know that the Jews knew what he said? Look at it in verse 59. Then took they up stones to cast at him. They knew who he was claiming to be. They knew what he was stating. And so they took up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. And Jesus just evaded them. But you cannot go where Jesus Christ is as long as you're unsaved. We have some more time here. The unsaved person, the unregenerate man, cannot hear Christ's words. Now we're still in John chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 43. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye cannot hear my word. Now, that wasn't just talking about audible sounds vibrating on the eardrum, okay? It's involving the matter of not hearing my word. Jesus at another place said, having ears to hear, they hear not. In other words, they heard audible sounds, words, but they couldn't comprehend it. They couldn't understand it. And that's what's happening here in this verse 43. As a matter of fact, verse 41 says, ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? And then Jesus tells them why. Even because ye cannot hear my words. It just doesn't make sense. This is one reason why sometimes people who grow up in Christian families who are faithful, they go to Sunday school, they go to morning church, they go to evening church. They go to Wednesday nights. There's special meetings, they go every night, special meeting. A lot of times a person will grow up in that kind of family with that kind of practice. And then when they get old enough, especially once they're out of mom and dad's house, then they don't go anymore. Then along comes some Christian like you who cares about them. And so you tell them about Jesus. Oh, I know all about that. As a matter of fact, I grew up in a home, every time the doors were open, we went there. I got so sick of going to church all the time. Every time the church had the service, we were there. What's the problem? If you went, why do you feel this way? Well, because they could not hear.
That's right.
They could not hear. They were not born again. You see? And therefore, all that they had was audible sounds penetrating their biological ear. But it was never comprehended with the heart. Now, another reason why some people will say that sort of thing is they just simply don't like the Christian lifestyle. Okay? In other words, it isn't because they had to go all the time. They just don't like the Christian lifestyle when they went all the time. Or now that they're grown, they don't like that churchy stuff. And so that's why they don't come. But still, the truth didn't penetrate. They had ears to hear, but they did not hear. And so if you'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we're leaving John. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we'll see a verse that lets us know that a person, a man or a woman, a person by their own ability cannot find or understand God. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they, the things of the Spirit of God, are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man. So you see, a person with their mind can see and be taught Bible truth, Bible doctrine, and can acknowledge that in the context of which the scriptures given from the viewpoint of the Christian faith, that makes sense. But that's still the natural man. You see? He's not comprehending with the heart. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. What is the purpose of the things of the Spirit of God? It's to bring a person to a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. You see, people study Buddhism, and with their mind, what the Buddhist teaching proclaims humanly makes sense to them. And they can see the value and the benefits of it. Now, we know that you don't get saved through Buddhist teaching or the Quran or any of the other religions. But in a similar sense, a person can study Christian teachings, they can study Bible doctrines, and they can see in the context of what it's given, and coming from the Christian viewpoint, that it, like a puzzle, it all fits together and makes sense. But you see, that's not being born again.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's just with the head, having a head knowledge of it. A very commendable level of the knowledge of Bible teaching, but still without Christ. Why? Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. What are the things of the Spirit of God? Not just the teachings of the Bible, but the purpose of the teaching of the Bible, which is to bring an individual into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, for them to be saved, born again. For their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. When it says can't know them, doesn't mean you can't comprehend them. Smart men can comprehend them. But they're not serving their purpose. They're spiritually discerned. That means the Holy Spirit from within, showing a person, teaching a person. Well, we're going to leave it at that. And there's other things I have here. The world cannot receive the Holy Spirit, and a believer cannot bear fruit alone.
Sometimes Christians who are very faithful and go to church and have dedicated their abilities and talents to the Lord just think that as long as they do the best they can and use all of their smarts for God, that it's going to produce good.
That's right.
Because only the Holy Spirit of God can do that.
Yep.
And that in there, the Christian cannot bear fruit except